When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, guys? Real quick before we get started, election night, the announcement was this Thursday, November 30th, Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern time for the Perfect Tens. That is a live episode this month. So if you're going to go for an upgrade or check out the Perfect 10, now is the time before Thursday. Voting is open. We had to put up a new voting link due to the settings that were wrong on there. We don't want any voter fraud. So the settings had to be set right. They are set right. And the polls are open until Thursday. So check out the Patreon, patreon.com/MPGA. And now here's the show. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you? And happy Thanksgiving, belated Thanksgiving.
I always say Merry Christmas, tech stuff.
Now is that Merry Christmas?
Christmas. And I had a very strong Christmas with the turkey, and you know we were and Ivanka. We you know we have a tradition in my house. Turkeys are done. We turn you know it's bras are not allowed, and the thermostat stays at a very warm 38 degrees.
And with the no bra rule, is there an age like that you have to be between?
Old enough to eat turkey, old enough for me.
Okay. All right. So, like, you're 85 if you don't wear a bra.
I know. You know what? 85 is old enough to die, old enough to say bye-bye.
Do you still carve the turkey at Thanksgiving, or do you have someone carve it for you?
No, we bring in a guy dressed. We have a fun Mar-a-Lago Thanksgiving. We have a guy dressed as Hannibal Lecter who comes in and carves the turkey while it's still alive. You know, most people don't do it that way. Gobble, gobble, gobble. It's more exciting, more, you know. And then we also have a Second Amendment turkey shoot. And occasionally, what we do is we have a few turkeys. And a few, there's Tiffany yelling as usual. We have a few black guys dressed up like in 70s, like bell bottoms and stuff, and we call them the Jive Turkeys. And we shoot some of them as well. We have a Jive Turkey shoot. Put it in the title.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money line bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 and over and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or Call 1-800-GAM-1234. Now, question about Thanksgiving. Was the whole family together in Mar-a-Lago or just select members of the family?
I was there. Melanoma was there. The three kids, of course. Ivanka and her twins, if you know what I mean. and that was it. It was nice. It was intimate. It was intimate. And you know, it's always fun. It's always fun to see, you know, Melanoma, the hot brunette, and the hot blonde, almost like Bond girls. You know, we did a photo shoot one year where they both kind of stood next to me. They both pressed their big breasts on me. And I did like a gun, like I was 0069. And there's like a competition between them for my attention, which is very, as you can imagine, it's very hot.
Was Gargoyle at Thanksgiving dinner?
No, she was getting stuffing.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about Ivanka. I saw in the newspaper today that she was learning how to surf on one of those surf simulators. And she was wearing a one piece, by the way. I don't know if you approved of this outing. Purple one piece.
We had a fight about it. And she says, well, Daddy, you know, I was just, you know, I wanted to be a little more modest. And I said, I didn't pay for all those surgeries for modesty. I didn't go to the modesty surgeon. Okay. So we talked about a very strong father-daughter conversation. And I said, and by the way, I said, what's that? And she said, oh, it's padding, you know, on the breast area. And I said, well, how are we supposed to see the hard nipples, honey? She said, well, Dad, I didn't want people staring. And I said, you go up and change right now and you come down dressed like a respectable Trump with erect nipples and a thong, two-piece.
She didn't do it, though.
Excuse me?
She was surfing in the one piece.
No, I know. But no, I'm saying when we talked after, obviously I can't undo.
Gotcha.
You know, we could visit the Photoshop. You know, that's the store where they change photos. Mm-hmm. We could do that. But, you know, I don't. It's. I trust her. I trust that she's going to be respectable in the future. And she even said to me, Daddy, fine. You know, like for your birthday, maybe there'll even be a nip slip. So I thought, okay, you know, all's good in the father-daughter relationship.
Is she okay? Because during the surf simulator, she took one of those spills where your legs come out from under you and then your head hits the ground, kind of.
I bet Brett Kavanaugh was excited by that. She was fine. She was fine. I made sure of it. I checked her. You know, she was unconscious for a little bit. And then she came too. And I came as well.
Okay. It's not very safe for her to do that. If she fell on her head, directly on her head, and wasn't cushioned, I mean, she can really get hurt, maybe break her neck, be in a wheelchair. I mean, a Trump can't be in a wheelchair. You should outlaw this surf lessons.
We don't call them wheelchairs in Mar-a-Lago. We call them oral assistants.
please explain.
Well, there's, you know, just because we, you know, the killers of the flower moon, the native people, we call them killers. I like that, the killers of the flower moon. We call them killers. You know, these people I'm talking about, they do rain
dances. I
didn't
see the movie yet, but I know.
But in general, they throw knives at people and they make corn and they dance and they ride horses. These people, you see them in a lot of movies. Dances with whores. Remember that one? That was a very popular one. But I think that was my native name. When I went to a casino one time, they called me Dances with Whores. And so with women, you know, the native people, they often said, we use all of the buffalo, you know, all of the animal. They kill an animal, they use it. They eat the meat. They jerk off the dick. They use the skin for coats. You know, the whole, you use it all.
Yes.
So with women, I'm very pro using all the women. So just because Ivanka or another beautiful woman was in a wheelchair, we don't discard. I mean, years ago, I talked about a very busty blonde actress who had won a Tony Award, and a very woke comedian apologized at the end of the episode, which was pathetic. But I commented on how it was tragic that she was in a wheelchair because she was a nice blonde. She had big cans. And I was like, oh, so, you know, that's. And what we learned from that is very important. You use all of the women. Okay, so the legs aren't working as well. That's why God gave us mouths, tech stuff. So so Ivanka would still have a place in the Trump family. We'd be disappointed, obviously. She would not be in family photos. But, you know, we've worked on her skills for many, many years. You know, just in case of emergency, break mouth.
I haven't heard about Melania's son, Barton. Was he at Thanksgiving?
Who?
Barron. You call him Barton. You refer to him as Bartholomew. You refer to him as, I don't know, many, many different names. Really, really tall.
Oh, Baxter.
Guy.
Baxter.
Baxter, yes.
You know, Baxter, tall guy. No, he was very excited because as a, you know, perfect 10 people now, you know, not the cheap seats people, but they know that I've been generous enough in the past to give exclusive perfect 10 videos access to Beetlejuice. And he's done some videos
yes.
for the podcast world. And people don't know this, but, you know, Maleficent is very, loves her son a lot. And so I get to do anal with her every time I let Bartles and James
Baxter.
Do a video. No, Bartles and James. And so he might be doing more. Be honest, he might be getting more video opportunities in the future. But
can he do an unboxing video for Christmas?
What, like with his giant clothing? Here, I ordered this from Mutants R Us. And
I'm opening some presents.
He could open some presents. I mean, you know, that'd be interesting. Interesting. But what I would say is he keeps growing. I think he's 9 feet tall now. So he got a new crate on Black Friday. He got a giant new crate. And so I think they were just feeding him turkey and mashed potatoes through the crate because he didn't want to leave it because it was so new and nice. So he was somewhere, but he was not at the table. No, it was just, it was me, it was Melba Toast, and it was Ivanka.
That's it. Where was Don Jr.?
I forget. I think he said, you know, I think Gargoyle was on her period, if I can say that. I think I can say that. That's perfectly respectable.
You can say that.
It was her time of the month, so I think she said that they couldn't make it because Don Jr. had to eat her cranberry sauce for Thanksgiving, you know, for thanks Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, that's, I let them do what they do. They, you know, they like powdered sugar, as you know, they're very big fans of powdered sugar and apparently cranberry sauce for Don Jr. A lot of iron, they tell me, in cranberry sauce.